Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Growing up in a Slovak household, when it came to the holidays, we could expect certain dishes at family dinners. Things like poppy seed noodles, mushroom soup, cabbage and noodles, pierogies, and believe it or not, pizza. But that's another story. The holidays are a time when special foods are served to celebrate our ethnic heritage. Here to tell us more about these is Candace Page, who writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press. And Candy, welcome back to the program.
It's great to be here. Happy holidays, Rick.
Thanks. Now, you've been visiting with a number of Vermonters who keep these ethnic traditions alive at the holidays. So let's start with the French-Canadian traditions.
Well, of course, there are many people of French Quebec extraction in Vermont. And even if your ancestors came a long time ago, you're very likely to want to have tortillère on Christmas Eve. Tortillère is a meat pie, usually made with ground pork, but perhaps with some beef or ground veal, venison if dad has gotten lucky out in the woods, dad or mom. I spoke with Teresa Kucher, who is about 86 years old and lives in Westfield, and she recalled how her family's preparations always began in early December when the pigs they had raised that year were slaughtered. And the extended family would make sausage, grind up pork that could be made into these pies, and butcher the pig. The pig was hung and frozen out in the summer kitchen, which was unheated, and she said her mother's would make dozens of pies, of meat pies, and put them in a bedroom of the house and open the windows for some in-house refrigeration. These pies could be served at other times of the year, but they were central to the tradition of Réveillon. The family would pile into the sleigh and go over the snow to midnight mass and then come back. And after midnight, this would be 1 a.m, that's when the feast would be laid. And everyone would stay up all night, and the party only broke up when it was time to milk the cows in the morning.
I love it. All right, let's make another stop. There's a long history of Polish families in the Rutland area, and Polish traditions are pretty close to my own family's. So what do you learn about their holiday traditions?
I had a great conversation with two members of the Polish community, Henry Sutkowski and Mary Rezek. And the Polish Christmas Eve dinner begins with the sharing of a wafer that looks like a communion wafer, only larger, but it would have imprinted on it a biblical scene of some kind.
The oplatky.
The oplatky. Oh, you're way ahead of me, Rick.
I do know the oplatky.
Is this a Slovak tradition
as
well?
It is as well, yes.
Okay. This was something that was new to me. And starting with the youngest, the wafer would be broken and shared as a way of fellowship at Christmas. And then the feast began with mushroom soup that Mary said in her family was made with dried wild mushrooms that the family had foraged in the woods outside Rutland. And moving on to fish of some kind. And then, of course, pierogies. I'm getting hungry even talking about it.
I know them very well. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Candace Page of the Burlington Free Press. We're talking about ethnic holiday traditions. Let's look now at the traditions of some of Vermont's newer immigrants.
You know, I had not realized until recently that a good share of the population of South Korea is, in fact, Christian. And I talked with Pastor Hong at the Korean Methodist Church in Essex, and he said, you know, Christianity is new enough to Korea that a food tradition hasn't grown up there. On the other hand, there's a very strong New Year's tradition. You have your birthday whenever you're born, but you count your years from every January 1st. And each family makes a soup called dukjak. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's a beef broth with a special kind of rice cake cooked in it. And a child is told you can't count yourself a year older until you have your New Year's Day bowl of soup. Mm. An entirely different kind of story comes from some of the refugees who have arrived in this country from pretty grim circumstances. Martha Makar, who grew up in a refugee camp in Kenya, and the food tradition there kind of touched my heart. food was scarce in the refugee camp, and money was very hard to come by. But starting in the late fall, the children, the orphaned children, or the refugee families would start saving their pennies so that they could purchase a little bit of sugar and some eggs when Christmas came. And then flour and oil were provided by the refugee camp as part of the ration. And the kids would make a batter, and then that would be spread on a piece of wood, a flat piece of wood, and baked on a bed of coals that sat in a hole in the ground. And it sounds like a cake, but it was really a crisp cookie, she said. And that was the food on Christmas Day when families and individuals would visit from house to house in the refugee camp. And she said the children in particular made sure to scurry around and visit as many homes as possible so that they could get this little bit of sweet.
Oh, nice. Now, we've spun around the globe a bit today. We'll make one more stop. Would you care to share some of your family's holiday traditions?
Well, in fact, my grandmother is Swedish, but in our family, the tradition is to make a Finnish dinner on Christmas Eve. And let me tell you, you haven't lived until you serve up beet and herring salad and rutabaga casserole to a table of teenagers who would much prefer pizza. And I thought, well, at least I'll never have to do this again. But it became an instant family tradition. Now everybody loves beet and herring salad, which is much better tasting than it sounds, let me tell you. And rutabagas enriched with lots of eggs and lots of heavy cream are also fabulous.
And they actually ate them and enjoyed them?
Well, it took a number of years. It took a number of years, but they loved the tradition, and now I'm not allowed not to do it.
Oh, my. Candace Page writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, thanks for joining us this morning.
It was fun as always, Rick.